The Spirit Within. Our fixation on human elements blinds us or prevents us from fully enjoying the here and now. There is a tendency to be so intentional and planful that we miss the experience of the present. This is not to say that folks shouldn't have a plan for their lives. Actually, they should. That's not the intention here at all. One should be planful, but not at the expense of living life in the moment. In short, the intention here can be cited in that line from a Beatles song, "Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans." And we have often seen that take place. We spend quite a bit of time planning for goodness knows what. And often, it's at the expense of actually enjoying the present moment and enjoying the very things that we're planning a future for. So much of our lives are driven by what could be called an insurance mentality. We can buy insurance for just about anything these days. One might conclude that perhaps we overthink these things. Insurance is based upon statistics and data. In this culture, we place a high degree of confidence in data. The insurance industry pays countless sums of money for reports from actuaries. Actuaries are people who analyze statistical data for the purpose of forecasting risk and liability. These folks produce probability reports and probability tables that suggest the likelihood of an event taking place that will lead to a claim. In a sense, they're like Las Vegas odds makers. They tell you what the odds are for certain things and how to bet. In buying insurance, we're seeking to secure peace of mind. In reality, the only thing we're buying with insurance is compensation for material goods or some material tragedy. We forget that in order to compensate or to arrive or receive compensation from insurance, it requires something bad has to happen. We're betting against a flood, a fire, or an accident. Now, peace of mind has nothing to do with material goods at all. Peace of mind has nothing to do with material goods. We have it confused. We live our lives with quite a bit of caution. We plan for things that sound funny when you stop and listen to the words. We've heard many an older person say that they save their money for their children so that their kids will have something when they go on, when they pass on. They want something for their kids. That thinking may have made sense when the children were actually still children. But there does reach a point where there's no point in saving for the children, for they've become adults. And hopefully, the children have become productive, self-sustaining adults. Adults that don't require that type of planning. We live our lives with quite a bit of caution around many things which will never happen. And we have all heard of stories of people who have died with millions and no one in their lives to pass it on to. That type of plan happens quite a bit. We've seen it way too often. And it's not so much that there's this money going to God knows where, but it's more a tragedy that that human connection is missing. All these great plans come from our intellect. We think we're so smart, so therefore we do this. There's a line from the great philosopher Jiddu Krishnamurti that says, "A man addicted to knowledge cannot find the truth." Our collective addiction to knowledge prevents us from seeing other aspects of life, and especially aspects of ourselves that are so deeply rooted in our own spirituality. We're too busy checking answers, seeking what we think is the truth, too busy trying to get it right. We're overlooking the spirit within. In order to be right, we have to have that knowledge and those facts. We have to satisfy our addiction to knowledge. And so much time and energy is put into the process of moving up the knowledge chain to prove that we're right, to prove our point. And it's always at the expense of ourselves, our relatedness, our peace of mind. We can prove that we are right and we have the facts right. And that does what for our peace of mind? In a sense, we're all acting as actuaries, building our own probability tables and hedging our bets against this negative outcome or that other thing happening. However, that's not the venue for the process of arriving at what will provide us with peace of mind. We continually look in the wrong places to find answers to the question of peace of mind. None of that is provided any sort of peace of mind when we get the answer right, when we get the right path or whatever. We never arrive at a peace of mind. At best, we arrive at, ha-ha, I got it. Ha-ha, I won. Ha-ha, you're wrong. But we never arrive at a collective peace of mind. There are two considerations that I would offer for your review from Scripture. One is Romans 8:9, and the other is Colossians 1:27. I won't cite them here, and I'll just leave them for your review and research later, because they are well worth reading. Very, very good, powerful Scriptures. But I'll paraphrase the Scriptures in this way. We don't have to search for the location of spirit because each of us has within us the fullness of spirit, as that's where spirit resides within each of us. And if there's a question about the insurance policy for our higher selves, the insurance policy for our spirit, that's simply found in acknowledging that Christ is within us, and that is our hope for glory. God bless.